Sinn als der Sohn der Heilige Geist.
Amen. Dear children, now is the time of your first communion. You are going to receive Jesus for the first time. That's the last mass of your life where you are not able to receive communion yet. Can you imagine? In few minutes, Jesus is coming into your heart. That is remarkable. That is amazing. Yesterday, you prepared your soul so well, making sure that your soul is clean. Today, you are dressed up. You are all beautiful outside as much as you are inside. And you are going to receive Jesus for the first time. You are going to be an example for everyone here at the oratory in church. They are going to look at you. And they are going to remember, and you must remember, years ago, I received Jesus for the first time. Years ago, my soul was all innocent, all eager to receive Jesus the same way as I do today. Years ago. And since, my dear souls, I have received communion so many, many times. Sometimes with eagerness, sometimes without thinking enough about it, sometimes I should not have. So let us think. Let us think and look at the children and say, oh my God, let our communion today be as beautiful as theirs. Let us remember the innocence of yesterday. Let us receive Jesus Christ with the same faith. No doubt, no question. Yes, I know that is our Lord Jesus Christ who come to me. Our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it is a great news of the gospel. God sent us His Son. What? What did He do? He sent us His Son. We say that so easily, so mechanically, that we don't understand what it means. That God revealed to us that He is a Father, and that since eternity, He has a Son. Because since ever and ever, He is a Father, because God is love, and love is fruitful. And therefore, He must have a Son for eternity. And the love of the Father and the Son is such that is a person, and that's the Holy Ghost. The Blessed Trinity. The revelation of the New Testament. God revealed Himself to be triune. One God, three persons. And you might wonder why. Why did God put necessary to teach us that particular that is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Wasn't it enough, as it did before, just to reveal that He was the one and only God? The one to go to. The one creator of heaven and earth. The one that we are going to meet at the end to be our judge. Why? Why did He make it complicated? Why did He give us this information that now separates the Muslim to the Jews, the Catholics, and so on and so forth? Why? Is that important? Of course it's important. If not, He will not have told us. It's important. Why? Because He had to send His Son to save us. Because of my sins, because of your sins. He had to. God had a son, and the son was man. He is man. A man who come to save my soul. And we need to be able to profess that truth. Yes, it's important that God sent my son. And we know that God also transformed him and sent the Holy Ghost to be our protector. Such revelation is essential for our daily lives. If the Son of God had no, if God had no Son, there would be no incarnation, no birth, no redemption, no first communion, no mass. We could not be saved by His soul. And the Holy Ghost could not impart this gift to us. Yes, so we believe. We believe with all our heart, all our soul, all our reason, all our will, and we profess that God is Trinity. And we might one day need to pay with our own blood that knowledge to be able to profess it. Many did in the past. Many have been martyrs. Have been killed, gave them life to say, yes, we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Yes, we believe that God the Father. Yes, we believe that the Holy Ghost came and transformed our soul. And that through Him that we can say that. And they filled up the catacombs. Many today die professing that truth. Maybe tomorrow, we will do the same. The time is coming. Are we ready? Are you ready to profess to the point of your soul that God is one and three? Look at myself. Look at yourself. Sometimes we don't even dare to make a sign of the cross publicly. In a restaurant, we hide when we say our graces, our blessing. Or we don't even do it. If you make us a sign of the cross, it is a kind of, I don't know what, quickly done. With no honor, no beauty, no nothing. Do we believe that we are saved by the Blessed Trinity? Do we profess it? Are we ready to testify of it? The sign of the cross that we make upon ourselves, my dear souls, is our flag, is our pride, is our daily profession of faith. Be proud of it. And you remember, children, that the first thing I taught you, how to make the sign of the cross, and to make a nice sign of the cross, from the head to the heart to the shoulder, nice and slow. Our Lady taught that to Bernadette in Lourdes, first class. And when you make the sign of the cross, you remind yourself of the essence of our faith, the Trinity. Remind ourselves the reason why we are made here, we are doing here. What is the first question that is asked at the Catechism? Why are you born? I am born to know, to love, to serve God, and doing so, to have eternal life. You all know that, children, you all know that, adults. To remember, to know, to love, and to serve God, and doing so, to have eternal life. And when you make the sign of the cross, you remind yourself to know, to love, to serve God, to put your mind, your heart, your shoulders, your arms, and your hands into the hands of God. That's what we do. And so let's make a nice sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.